This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtos Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ma'aser Sheni, Nitan La'achila, Ula Shesiach, Ula Sicha, Vela Echol Dover, Shedarcho Le'echol, Losach Dover, Shedarcho Losach. Ma'aser Sheni money may be used to buy food, drink, or lotions to rub into the skin. Food must be eaten only in a way that is normal. If it is spoiled, he need not eat it, and lotions rubbed into the skin only in a way that is normal. Lo yosuch yayin v'chaymetz avosachu es hashemen. Ma'aser sheni, oil may be rubbed into the skin, but not wine or vinegar. Ein mefatmin shemen shel ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni, oil may not be spiced, which would involve soaking spicy herbs in the oil to give it a good smell and then throwing them away together with the oil they absorbed. Ve'ein loikchin b'demei ma'aser sheni shemen mefutam. Spiced oil may not be purchased with ma'aser sheni money, since it must be used to buy something everyone enjoys, as opposed to spiced oil that only pampered people use. Avol mefatem hu esayayin. Ma'aser sheni, wine may be spiced, since the spices are drunk together with the wine. Nofal letoichoy devash utvolin v'hishbichuy hashevach lefi cheshbein. If chulin honey or spices were mixed with ma'aser sheni wine and then sold, and together their value was greater than the sum of their ingredients, then the ma'aser sheni portion of the sale is commensurate to its portion in the ingredients. For example, if the wine costs twice as much as the spices, then 2/3 of the sale price goes to ma'aser sheni. Dogim shenis bashlu im hakafloitos shel ma'aser sheni v'hishbichu hashevach lefi hacheshben. The same is true if chulin fish is cooked with ma'aser sheni kaplutos, which is a kind of onion. Isa shel ma'aser sheni sha'afo v'hishbicho hashevach lasheni. If ma'aser sheni dough is baked with chulin wood, then the full value of the bread goes to ma'aser sheni. Ze haklal kol sheshivchoy nikar hashevach lefi chacheshben. This follows the general rule that if the chulin ingredient increases the volume of the mixture, its total value is divided proportionately. V'chol she'ein shivchay nikar hashevach lasheni. Otherwise, the entire value goes to ma'aser sheni. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas ma'aser sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein sochen shemen shel ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon said that ma'aser sheni oil may not be used as a lotion to rub on the skin, even in Yerushalayim. V'chachomim matirin. The Chachomim said it may be used. Amru lo l'Rabbi Shimon, im hekel b'truma chamura lo nokel b'ma'aser sheni hakal. The Chachomim argued to Rabbi Shimon that if we allowed this with truma oil, as the Mishnah says in Shviyas Perek Ches Mishnah Beis, although truma is more severe in that it is forbidden to non-Kohanim, then certainly we should allow it with ma'aser sheni, which is more lenient. Omar lohem, ma lo im hokel b'truma hachamura mekoyim shehekel b'karshinim ubat tilson nokel b'ma'aser sheni akal mokom shelo hekel b'karshinim ubat tilton. Rabbi Shimon argued that ma'aser sheni is more severe than truma when it comes to the laws of vetch beans and fenugreek, as we'll see in the upcoming Mishnayos that will explain it. And it is more severe in this respect as well. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Tilton Shel Maaser Sheni, Teochel Tzimchonim. Maaser Sheni, fenugreek, must be eaten while it is still fresh and soft. Truma fenugreek may be left to get hard. V'shel truma b'sham ayomim kol maseho b'tahara chutz mechafifasa. B'shamai said that one must preserve the purity of truma fenugreek by washing hands before touching it for any purpose, as the law for all truma, except when using it for shampoo, for which one need not wash hands. Ubeis Hillelaimrim, kol maaseho b'tumo, chutz mishir yasa. Beis Hillel said that one need not preserve its purity by washing hands, except when soaking it in water, since it then becomes susceptible to tumo. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Karshinei Maaser Sheni, Hi Ochlu Tzimchonim. Vetch beans of Maaser Sheni must be eaten while they are still fresh and soft. V'nechnosin Yerushalayim V'yotziin. Although other kinds of Maaser Sheni may not be taken out of Yerushalayim, vetch beans may be brought in and out of Yerushalayim. Nitmu, Reb Tarfon Omer, Yischaliku Le'isais. If they become tame, Reb Tarfon said they should be divided into portions smaller than a beya, which is too small to impart tuma, and then mixed into other batches of dough. V'chachomim Omerim Yipadu. The Chachomim said they should be redeemed, and their value used to buy tahor produce in its place, which is the general rule for tame maaser sheni. V'shel trumo b'shamay aymrim shayrin v'shofin b'tahara umachilin b'tumo. B'shamay said that when soaking truma vetch and rubbing it onto one's skin, one must preserve its purity. When feeding it to an animal, then one may allow it to become tame. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Shoyrin b'tahara, v'shofin umachilin b'tumo. Beis Hillel said that when soaking it, one must preserve its purity. When rubbing it into one's skin or feeding it to an animal, one may allow it to become tame. Shamai Omer, Ye ochlu tzorid. Shammai, the elder himself, as opposed to Beis Shammai, said that it must be kept dry so that it will not become susceptible to tumo. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol maasehem betumo. Rabbi Akiva said that it may be allowed to become tame from beginning to end, and that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Sechtes Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Mois Chulin Umois Maaser Sheni Shenis Pazru. If regular coins and Maaser Sheni coins spilled and got mixed together, Masha Likate LeMaaser Sheni Ad Sheyashlim V'Hashar Chulin. All the coins he gathers are considered Maaser Sheni until he has gathered the entire amount of Maaser Sheni that spilled, after which the rest is considered regular money. In Bolal V'Chofen L'fi Cheshben, Zeh HaKlal HaMislakdim L'Maaser Sheni V'HaNivlalim L'fi Cheshben. If he scooped up all the coins together but lost a few in the process, then he must divide the gathered coins according to the same ratio of regular coins and Maaser Sheni. That is the end of Mishnah Hei. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Selo shel maisa sheni v'shel chulin shenis orvu. If he had a silver selo coin of maisa sheni and a regular silver selo coin, and he forgot which is which, mevi pisela mois va'omer, he may take a selo's value of copper coins and declare sela shel maiser sheni, the maiser sheni sela, whichever it is, b'chol makom shehi, whichever it is, mechuleles al hamois ho'elu, is exchanged for its equivalent in copper, ubayir es hayofisha behen, then he takes the better of the two silver coins, umechalalin oleha, and trades the copper back for that one. Mipnesha amru, this is because mechalalin kesef al nechoshes midaychek, this is because it is permitted to exchange meiser sheni silver for copper only when absolutely necessary. Below she is skyim kain ella choyzer umachal ala kesef, and even then only in order then to trade it back. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Be Shamai Oimrim Lo Yasa Adam Es Slov Dinrei Zahav Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Be Shamai said that if a person has several sela coins of Maaser Sheni, he may not trade them for one gold dinar, because he may postpone going to Yerushalayim until he has saved enough for a gold dinar. Beis Hillel permits it. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani osisi l'Rabban Gamliel u'l'Rabbi Yehoshua es kaspon dinrei zahav. Rabbi Akiva said that he personally made this exchange for Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Hapayret Sela Mimois Maaser Sheni, Bishamayomim Kol HaSela Mois. If a person has copper Maaser Sheni coins, and he wishes to exchange them for silver to make it lighter to carry to Yerushalayim, Bishamay said that he may exchange them all for silver. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Shekel Kesef V'Shekel Mois. Beis Hillel said that he may exchange half for silver, but must leave the other half copper out of the concern lest everyone come to Yerushalayim with silver and it will distort the exchange rate for the copper coins that are used to buy food. Reb Meir Oimer, Ein Mechalalin Kesef U'Peirois Al HaKesef. Reb Meir said that one may not exchange Maaser Sheni money together with Maaser Sheni produce for their combined value in money. V'chachomim matirim. The chachomim permit it, but it's only in a case where he does not have enough to receive an entire coin in exchange, unless he uses both. That is the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Hapayret Sela Shel Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, B'Shamay Oimim, Kol HaSela Ma'os. If a person comes to Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni silver coins, he may exchange them all at once for copper in order to buy food. U'Beis Hillel Oimim, Shekel Kesef V'Shekel Mois. Beis Hillel said that he may exchange half for copper, but must keep the other half in silver until he needs it, since he might not finish it all in that trip. And if he leaves his change in copper for the next trip, it might corrode, If he exchanges it back for silver, he will have to pay another commission at the expense of Maaser Sheni. Hadonin lefnei chachamim oimrim b'shloisha dinarin kesef v'dinar mais. Those who would discuss things before the chachamim, referring to Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, and Hanan HaMitzri, they said 3/4 must be kept as silver, and only 1/4 exchanged for copper. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Shloisha Dinarin Kesef, Urevius Mois. Rabbi Akiva said only 1/16 should be exchanged for copper. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Arbo'o As Berei Kesef. Rabbi Tarfon said 1/20. Shammai Oimer, Yanichenu Bechanos Vayoichel Kenegdo. Shammai the elder said that all the silver should be left on account with a storekeeper, who will then allow him to take whatever food he wants on that account. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Misha hayu miksas banav tamein umiksasin tahirin. Tummy people may not eat Maaser Sheni. So if a person has tummy sons and tahar sons, and he wants them all to drink from the same jug of wine, maniach es hasel of aimer, he may take a Maaser Sheni coin and say, ma shahat tahirim shaisim, sela zuma chaylele muchulele salov. Whatever my tahar sons drink shall be Maaser Sheni in place of this coin. And whatever my tame sons drink shall remain chulin. Nimtzu tahayrin utameyin shaysin mikad echad. It'll come out that the sons who are tahar and the sons who are tame can drink from the same jug. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.